It's the news that makes you think. I'm Kevin McCullough. Church usher Robert Engel, 22, is being called a hero this morning after he stopped a gunman at the Burnett Chapel Church of Christ in Antioch, Tennessee on Sunday. A young church usher who confronted the suspect accused of opening fire at a church in Antioch on Sunday is a hero, according to police. His family saying that's no surprise. The usher with Bernadette Chapel Church of Christ saw the suspected gunman, identified as 25-year-old Emmanuel Sampson, and jumped to stop him. He physically engaged the gunman, investigators added, ultimately getting pistol whipped. He then ran to his car, grabbed a gun, and held the gunman at gunpoint until law enforcement arrived. President Trump on Sunday signed off on an updated travel restriction ban that would limit entry for people coming to the U.S. from 8 countries, as the existing travel ban is set to expire. New countries include North Korea, Chad, also Somalia, Syria, Venezuela, and Yemen. New York City councilman on Sunday voiced concern about the city being on the hook for trash cans that cost a whopping $1,000 each. Upper East Side Councilman Ben Kalos said the city has been taken for a ride as it is forced to pay double for the initial price for trash cans, and said a non-negotiable contract is the cause. He said in 2014 that single trash can cost $545, but now $969 per can. The New York Post reported almost the same exact trash cans can also be bought for $845 online. And it was Pittsburgh Steelers offensive tackle standing as the lone representative of that team for the national anthem, the Steelers participating in a boycott of the Star Spangled Banner. And the news that makes you think is brought to you by CSI. Stop the genocide, no arms for terrorists, and free the slaves. Call today and find out how. 888-676-5700. Make you think? Join me at TheBingeThinker.com.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code KMC.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, where we cover breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Coming up, are the markets a mess? We'll discuss, does Ferguson have something to do with the NFL protest? We will talk with Phelan McLear and Britt McHenry about those stories. And we begin going overseas, North Korea, the travel ban, and all points in between. Dr. Herb London joins me right now. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, We Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I want to take you to New York City, where North Korea's foreign minister is making a statement. Let's listen to that.
That this comes from someone who is currently holding the seat of United States presidency. This is clearly a declaration of war.
That was from the North Korean ambassador to the United States earlier today, and what it means and That you know, North Korea has now shown propaganda that shows the sinking of a U.S. aircraft carrier. And, of course, Kim Jong-un has been very verbal since the president's speech at the United Nations just a week or so ago. On top of that, the travel ban has been adjusted. Actually, the former one has just ended, and so a new one has been issued, and people are upset about it. But what does it all mean? Let's talk with the director of the London Center for Policy Research, Dr. Herb London, who rejoins us at the Kevin McCullough microphone. Dr. London, thank you for your time. Always good to have you.
Always a pleasure to hear your voice. Thank you.
We're dealing with a lot of things internationally, and it seems like the media is obsessed with the NFL. Dr. London, is that a little bit surreal?
Well, I think it's a little surreal. I mean, obviously, this is a tempest in the teapot. I mean, the important issue that really has to be addressed is what's happening in North Korea and, of course, so many of the trouble spots across the globe. But that's the real issue.
Yeah.
The increase in the rhetoric, by the way, exaggerated rhetoric, it doesn't help. I think that what you have from North Korea at the moment is someone who's talking about a declaration of war. I think that's going a little far. If, in fact, we are at war, then, in fact, the United States has every right to use its force against North Korea. I don't think we're at that point. I do think, however, that the embargo, that is the new sanctions that have been imposed on North Korea, will have a very profound effect on the North Korean economy because all of the transactions are denominated in dollars. Now you'll see the freezing of Asian banks, including the freezing of many Chinese banks that have had negotiations with the North Koreans.
Well, and what that specific soundbite said from earlier today was actually they have taken some umbrage of our jets. Now, what exactly are we doing, Dr. London? Are we flying reconnaissance over North Korean airspace? Are we simply getting close to where they're at? What is it that we are doing there that seems to be making Kim Jong-un a little jumpy?
Well, I mean, he should be jumpy. Number one, the jets that are flying overhead obviously have a surveillance role. But in addition, they have another role, and that is a symbolic role. We're merely flying those jets to indicate that we can destroy this North Korea. 25 million people could lose their lives. Obviously, you don't want that to happen. And in my judgment, war is the last and the worst option. On the other hand, you can't rule it out. If, in fact, the security of the United States is jeopardized because this madman can put a miniature nuclear device on an ICBM and fly at 3,700 miles to Alaska, that is a very real issue that we have to confront. And the President of the United States has an obligation to do everything in his power to provide for the security of Americans.
Let's talk about some of the developments that have happened. Well, I didn't get your analysis of his UN speech, which a lot of people are pinning Kim Jong-un's current actions on, but in terms of the tone that he set, it was obviously a little bit groundbreaking from the standpoint that he did it at the UN. But it seemed like North Korea was taken by surprise that he was as bold as he was. Is that from lack of boldness in past U.S. leaders, or was it just Kim Jong-un's inability to really grasp what reality is?
Well, if you look at some of the antecedents, most of the speeches given at the UN are probably rather plain vanilla. That is, we talk about the United Nations working together, states recognizing the need for some sort of equilibrium in world affairs. This was different. The President of the United States was saying, look, I stand for American sovereignty. I stand for American first. And you should stand for sovereignty in your own nations. The idea that there's somehow an international consortium that works together is, in fact, rather absurd. It hasn't happened. And even though people talk about it, it is obviously not in keeping with the way the world really works. I think Trump was laying out an entirely new understanding of world affairs. And there's no doubt, if you look at Lord Palmerston and the way in which he talked about interests in the 19th century, interests still prevail. This is what nations are all about. They represent their own interests. Whether you're Russia or China or the United States, you represent your own interests. And so I think that Trump was providing a very realistic assessment of what is happening on the world stage. And in my judgment, it was an excellent speech.
He was tough, not just on North Korea, but also Iran. It was fun to watch the kind of cutaway of the camera shots to the delegations of those two countries while he was talking about them, because they clearly looked uncomfortable.
Well, the person who looked most comfortable was Netanyahu, who had a smile on his face as broad as the expressway. I mean, it was extraordinary. because he's saying here's a president who recognizes the threat that Iran poses in the Middle East. And he also recognizes the fact that with Iran now in the Golan Heights and with Iran giving Hezbollah more than 100,000 missiles that are aimed at the state of Israel, it's about time that someone pointed to the kind of terror that is promoted by the Iranian government.
We're speaking with Dr. Herb London, who directs the London Center for Policy Research and is an authority on foreign affairs and global events. Dr. London, the travel ban, the original travel ban expired. Two new countries were added to it, North Korea, Venezuela, that have no notable Muslim support in their nations. And yet the same old actors were out today trying to make the charge that this is an anti-Islam travel ban. Your reaction to, first of all, the president's felt need to reissue it and add the how significant is it that these new countries are included in the mix?
The president made the point that if you cannot vet the people who are coming into the United States because the governments are in some sense illegitimate, then it seems to me that the United States cannot allow this kind of open border position. So he is saying, in effect, we cannot have porous borders, and Venezuela at the moment is a country that's in disarray. And if you're talking about North Korea, you want North Korean agents to enter the United States and provide a certain kind of sleeper movement which could create violence against Americans? Obviously not.
With the addition of these two new countries, what is it that Trump is really trying to target? What are we seeing in the countries that were labeled today or in the new issuance of the travel ban that are perceived threats?
Excuse me for interrupting. I was about to say the president is the overarching concern is national security. How do we provide for national security? Do we have people in Venezuela want to come to the United States to cause harm here in America? Do we have agents, North Korean agents, who are eager to enter the United States through our porous borders and become agents against the United States in some fashion? That is really the concern. These are security concerns overwhelmingly. Whether they're from Muslim nations or non-Muslim nations, the question is always the same. Can we vet the people who are coming into the United States? Can we do so accurately? Do we know something about the people who are coming here? And do we in any way threaten the security of the United States and its citizens?
It's very troubling times that we live in, and when you consider the kind of tone deafness of some of our own citizens and as it relates to the freedoms that they have and what we're dealing with, it is really kind of stunning. And yet, today, the great debate has not been around these very real threats. Dr. London, they said that there was a massive earthquake near where Kim Jong-un is thought to have detonated a nuclear missile. You think about these types of things going off and the world kind of going on as though nothing else has happened. It's a day in which the serious has become kind of benign and the silly has replaced it as the stuff of serious.
You know, I had a dear friend who passed this mortal coil a couple of years ago named Neil Postman. He wrote a book with a very, very interesting title. It was called Amusing Ourselves to Death. We are so preoccupied with the trifling and the trivial that, in fact, we do not recognize what's truly important. But football players that decide to kneel during the Star-Spangled Banner annoys me because it is, of course, the expression of their free speech. I have no problem with that. But owners of teams also have free speech. If they choose to penalize these players, why aren't they entitled to do so?
Yeah.
They have free speech.
And why isn't the president allowed to give his opinion on it? Did he lose his right to free speech as well? Dr.
Exactly.
London, always a pleasure to have you with us. The London Center for Policy Research, one of the go-to authorities on all things foreign affairs. Dr. London, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you, Kevin. All the best to you. Bye-bye.
Coming up next, former NFL reporter Britt McHenry joins us to expand the discussion about the kneeling controversy and free speech rights in America. Don't go away.
Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy four pillows, two premium pillows and two go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did your portfolio move up 22% year to date? If not, listen to what I'm about to say. Are you, like me, concerned about the $19 trillion debt? How about a looming stock market correction? Are banks in trouble? Will we see another 2008 crisis again, but this time also a seizure of your wealth, according to the Dodd-Frank Act? Many economists and billionaires are greatly concerned, and you should be too. Why are central banks buying up more gold than any other time in history? Why has gold and silver been the top-performing asset class this year? And what is this telling us? Learn how to have physical gold and silver in your IRA, in your hands, with no tax liability. Get these answers and more from my friends at Landmark Capital. Landmark Capital specializes in tailor-made portfolios called Your Financial Blueprint. And to get yours today, call my dear friends at Landmark Capital and get the facts. Call 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists, and they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things. And they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north. Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it. Go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and click on the banner for more information. Or call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676-5700.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
We had to do it just because of, you know, the tyranny that we face behind the POTUS, you know. And it's sad that we have to go through stuff like that. But at the end of the day, we unite as one. Nobody's going to divide us. And that's what we've been.
So they faced tyranny from the president and united the country as one. I'm tired of trying to keep up with the dot-to-dot on all this. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Glad you're with us. Yesterday was an immeasurably sad day for America. It's a sad day on so many reasons. And coming up in my next segment, Phelan McAleer, who produced the play Ferguson, which is based on 5,000 pages of grand jury testimony in the aftermath of the Michael Brown shooting and the hands up, don't shoot phrase that gave birth to Black Lives Matter and the entire lie that Colin Kaepernick took his knee on last year. He's going to be with us to explain a little bit of the history of all this. But first up, Rick McHenry is the former NFL reporter for ESPN. And she has been with us a couple of times this football season already. And, Britt, I appreciate your willingness on short notice to be back with us again today. Pretty stomach-churning weekend, as best I could make it out when it came to the entire episode of what happened with the NFL yesterday.
Best way to describe it. I have covered the NFL for 10 years, really. I mean, it was in school and right out immediately covering the National Football League, and before that being a diehard fan growing up and watching the Miami Dolphins at home with my father. I have not missed a Sunday in some capacity of watching a game in 15 years, most of which, again, I've spent on the sidelines. I did not watch yesterday. And no, it's not a boycott. I'm not that type. I just felt like, okay, these players are making demonstrations that are more divisive than any claims of division that currently may exist in this country. And if this is their quote-unquote protest, which, by the way, Kevin, does nothing, I don't know what putting the knee down is really going to do for the communities.
Right.
It's more like they go back to their Mercedes-Benzes and Bentleys and drive around town and go home and live the life of millionaires, which they are. If they're going to do something divisive like this, I am going to take my right as an American to just enjoy a Sunday away from the television and not give a rating viewership towards it. So I didn't. And I think one of the most powerful statements I got was from a police officer. His handle is actually LionsFan886. And he wrote a note, and I love this because he said, I don't determine my respect for the flag and what it means based on the words of a politician that anger me. And it's so true. And I'm sure you've received a lot of messages, too, about this. It's just really sad that this is doing nothing but dividing our country.
It's a mixed bag for me, because while Mike Tomlin early on yesterday made the announcement that they weren't going to come out for the national anthem, which, by the way, the rule book for the NFL on pages A62 and A63 clearly states that they are required to be there. Now, I know it's a relatively young rule, I think just since 2009, but if you're going to just, you know, ignore the rule, then change the rule book, Commissioner. Mm-hmm. But Mike Tomlin says, you know, we're not going to become political. Okay, this is an insane statement, because by not bringing your team out, you're now boycotting the anthem, which demonstrates a political position. Yet in the midst of that kind of craziness, you have the story of Mr. Villanueva, which was quite inspiring to me. So, like I said, it's a mixed bag. I see some good things coming out of this, but overall, I'd rather not be dealing with it.
Yeah, and I actually saw remarks post-game from Mike Tomlin, in a way, throwing some shade subtly at Villanueva for...
Oh, he totally did. Standing. He expected him to participate.
Yeah, it's like, really, Tomlin, I'd expect you to participate and do three tours like your player did for the Army and actually serve for this country, but you make your money in football, so why don't we stick to that? It was absolutely political, and the picture that was making the rounds of just an entire sideline absent from the anthem. They weren't the only team to do that. I believe two others did as well, including
the Seahawks and the Titans. Yep.
Yeah, which Titans, hello, in the heart of Nashville, country music Nashville. Think about your base here. Think about the people that are coming to those games. It's just a slap in the face. And I saw something this morning that I shared, a Washington Post article. Apparently Josh Norman, the corner for the Redskins, went on a 20-minute rant after their Sunday night football game and said that President Donald Trump isn't welcome in D.C. You know what's so great about that, Kevin? Pre-game, when they locked arms, Norman was locking arms with Dan Snyder, the owner of the Redskins, who gave $1 million to Trump's campaign. So clearly, at least one person, the person who signed your $75 million paycheck for 5 years, does think he's welcome here and actually helped him to get to that Oval Office.
Well, but even in that, I thought Roger Goodell was a little bit political by going after Bob Kraft and Tom Brady and asking for them to make statements. And he got a lot of owners to actually craft statements yesterday, knowing that Kraft was a Trump supporter specifically. I think Goodell may be the most incompetent commissioner in pro sports at the moment, but I felt like that every time someone was saying yesterday, well, we're not, you know, we don't want to take a position. Look, they did not allow the Dallas Cowboys to put an arm-in-arm decal that said nothing more than arm-in-arm on the back of their helmet when they wanted to stand with solidarity with a black police commissioner in Dallas after he lost five of his force protecting a Black Lives Matter protest over the issue of police brutality. The double standard that is emanating from this league is it's sickening, Britt.
I'm just like revving. I've been waiting to go off about Commissioner Roger Goodell because, first of all, in his statement saying this league, and I'm paraphrasing, does many things for the forces of good, really, because I think that same league has been highly publicized in the last 3 years for several cases of domestic violence. In fact, they weren't going to take really any action against Ray Rice other than a two-game suspension for beating his wife to a point of she was unconscious in an elevator. They weren't going to take really any measures other than a slap on the wrist until it came to light in video. And there's other examples of there's been theft in the league. This is the same man who claims he's not an expert in football, Kevin. He said this on a national network. And he's the one in charge of running it. It's a sham.
It is. But, Britt McHenry, we appreciate your analysis of it. And thanks for being with us. You can read her at thefederalist.com. And she's got some other projects in the work. But former ESPN, NFL, and Major League Baseball reporter and commentator, Britt McHenry, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Phelan McClear joins me next. How is the take a knee controversy related to Michael Brown and Ferguson? That discussion coming up next. Don't go away.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists, and they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things, and they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north. Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it. Go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and click on the banner for more information. Or call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676-5700.
Kevin McCullough, you wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint, and you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkcapital.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us. It was a crazy weekend across America because the number one news story didn't become the travel ban or North Korea or any of the major things that impact Americans in terms of public policy. It was the back and forth between the NFL and the president, who had differing opinions about the appropriateness of whether or not players in the Professional Football League should be protesting at the cost of the national anthem and the American flag. And whatever your opinion on that, my next guest says they're missing one of the major points, which is that this is all built on a lie. Fela McAleer is the author of Gosnell, also the one who exposed in the film the incredible atrociousness that the famed, now infamous, abortionist did. But he's also got a play that's headed to New York City that actually has a connection to this. Phelan, welcome back to the Kevin McCullough microphone. It's good to have you, sir.
Kevin, it's really good to be back. Thanks for having me on.
So if I connect the dots correctly, Colin Kaepernick was taking a knee last year because of Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
And Black Lives Matter became a household name because of a thing called Hands Up, Don't Shoot. And Hands Up, Don't Shoot became part of the narrative from the Ferguson controversy.
Yeah.
And as we learned, it was all based on utter falsehood. Please explain.
Yeah, so Hands Up, Don't Shoot, the whole Black Lives Matter came out of the shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson. There would be no Black Lives Matter if it hadn't been for Michael Brown in Ferguson and the murder of Michael Brown in Ferguson when he did Hands Up, But Don't Shoot. No. I have read every page of the grand jury testimony, 5,000 pages. It is a complete lie. It's the biggest, funny enough, it's the biggest example of fake news in recent years, the whole Hands Up, Don't Shoot. Not one witness said he had his hands up, don't shoot, when they were put in, under the spotlight in the grand jury, or even before that, when they were no longer interviewed by the media, but they were interviewed by the FBI or the local police. They admitted to lying to support the community. They admitted lying because they wanted to be on TV. They admitted lying to cover up their own criminality. You know, it was outrageous. There was one guy who went on the media and said he saw Michael Brown, heard the shots, looked out, saw the shooting, went downstairs and saw Michael Brown be shot on the ground with his hands up. It turns out he couldn't physically have done that. He wasn't able to see from his apartment. He wasn't able to go downstairs in the time required. The media reported these incidents like they were true. This myth spread, Black Lives Matter spread. Colin Kaepernick is protesting because of the Black Lives Matter. It's all based on a lie.
Well, and in the reality of that, that even puts further definition onto the issue of, you know, whether or not people should be using the American anthem and the site of the American flag as to whether or not that's even an appropriate place to hold such protests. But it is intriguing, and I wanted my listeners to hear that because what you're citing is the actual testimony of the actual eyewitnesses as they were required to tell it truthfully to the grand jury, which we now know that even Eric Holder's investigation, who was the Obama attorney general at the time, came out and said the police officer's conduct was above board, followed the instructions to the T. And we know he lost his job and he was run out of town and had to move elsewhere. This is all built on a lie. And now it's ripping apart
the sport that is uniquely American, and it's really sad. But you have a connection to this story, and you want more people to be educated about what did happen in Ferguson. Tell us about your project.
Yeah, so I have a thing called verbatim theater, a verbatim play. And so what I've done is I've taken the actual grand jury testimony, which is a very dramatic telling of the last few hours of Michael Brown's life from multiple eyewitness accounts. So I've taken those accounts and crafted that into a play, into a drama, but only using the accounts. I haven't added any commas, any paragraphs, any exclamations. And it's a compelling play, and I'm bringing it to New York from October 19th to November 5th. We had a staged reading of the play in L.A. a year or so ago. 9 members of the cast walked out during rehearsals because the truth of eyewitnesses, and many of these eyewitnesses are minorities, of course, because they lived in Ferguson. So the truth of these eyewitnesses didn't match what they wanted the truth to be. So they couldn't handle that. They walked out. These professional actors walked out. So I've got a good cast in New York. I think they're all on board. And I really want your listeners to come and see the play or help make the play happen.
And explain how they can do that.
Well, come to the play. It's on October 19th to November 5th. Go to FergusonThePlay.com. If you can't go, you can buy a ticket there. If you can't buy a ticket there, if you can't go, you can donate to make sure this happens. I was inspired to bring it to New York by the way the cast from Hamilton treated Vice President Mike Pence. Mm. They were sending out a message there, conservatives not welcome, in New York.
But the truth should always be welcome, and the truth is what your play pursues because that's all it deals with is verbatim. Okay, so FergusonThePlay.com, get your tickets. I'll be in attendance on opening night. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Dear friends in Christ, the Reverend Michael Spurlock.
From the studio that brought you War Room and Miracles from Heaven comes All Saints, a new pastor's first assignment to close a struggling church.
You're to sell the church, ain't you?
The fact is, he had 12 people in the church today.
Jesus had 12 people. He done all right, didn't he?
Refugees searching to find a new home.
What do you think will happen to them when we leave?
Let's keep them in our prayers and ask for God's help.
Aren't you God's help?
From a seed of faith grows hope.
I think God spoke to me.
He wants us to save this little church by making the land into a farm.
That voice you hear, be sure it's God's voice, not your own.
Starring John Corbett.
Back where we started.
We are not where we started. We're somewhere completely new.
All Saints. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters August 25th. For tickets and showtimes, go to allsaintsmovie.com.
And Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists. And they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things. And they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north. Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it.
Go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and click on the banner for more information. Or call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676-5700.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So important to not lose track of the big stuff. And as I was speaking with Herb London a little bit earlier today, and if you missed that conversation, you can always get the podcast at thebingethinker.com. But, you know, the NFL controversy, really as much oxygen as it has occupied in the media space today, very minor in terms of actual importance to people's lives. But something that is significant is that the little rocket man in North Korea, to pun the president's words, is making noise, and he's trying to have an impact on global events. And as most financial advisors will tell you, and everybody that I ever have talk on this show about money, North Korea and what they decide to do is going to have an impact. David Fisher is here from Landmark Capital, and he is no exception. By the way, landmarkgold.com is the website, 844-604-2575. They've got a great newsletter that's just coming out, and it's their newest edition. You can get that for free when you call and request it. Also, The Coming Bail-In, it's in the 6th edition. You need to get a copy of that for yourself. But, David, welcome back. Let me start on North Korea. They said, in fact, we have the soundbite. Alex, from earlier today, take a listen.
I want to take you to New York City, where North Korea's foreign minister is making a statement. Let's listen to that.
That this comes from someone who is currently holding the seat of United States presidency. This is clearly a declaration of war.
So, David, there you go. The interpreter saying that the U.S. has declared war. What do you make of that?
Officially, we haven't declared war, but that's the rhetoric that goes on between North Korea's leadership and the United States, and they misinterpret our actions of trying to reel them in their nuclear capabilities. But, you know, what was said is the United States didn't declare war, but, you know, President Trump was very strong in his words, and the North Korea official, the foreign minister, equivalency of Rick Tillerson in our country, to put into perspective, Ri Young-ho, said that the United States has declared war on our country, and we will have every right to now make countermeasures, including the right to shoot down United States strategic bombers, even when they are not inside the airspace bordering our country. That's a big, strong statement. You know, last week on Saturday, we flew B-1 bombers in international airspace on the east coast of North Korea as a symbolic show to our military force. If that statement happened, if we flew that same route, they'd be shooting at our airplanes, which would totally escalate to war.
Sure. And how is this affecting what people are thinking about financially today? How's it impacted the markets, for example?
Well, initially the Dow was up a little bit, but when the announcement came out, the Dow went down over 100 points. It's now starting to recover from that. It's still down 70 points. Gold shot right up over $10. You know, so it's having, you know, immediate effects on the markets. Hopefully the markets, you know, simmer down and don't just move because of this.
Just to be clear, you're not recommending that investors buy gold and sell stocks specifically based on what's going on with North Korea.
No, this is what I call the wild card. You don't want to invest in any markets based upon a wild card, whether it be stocks or gold. Invest on the fundamentals, and the fundamentals for gold is really simple. Moving forward, you know, in fact, Twitter puts a poll out really that tells the whole story. What's the biggest risk to the rally? 17% say the Fed. 21% say it's an ETF meltdown that could happen. Only 27% say I might not want to invest in stocks because of North Korea. But the biggest reason to be concerned about being overweight in stocks is because of not having a tax reform or government moving forward and getting some things done. So that's some of the fundamentals of gold, too. You know, you invest in gold, but at the end of the day, you invest in something that's going to go up. People want to make money in their investment. And the fundamentals that drive gold is the uncertainty of the Fed, where they raise, cause inflation, or go into a recession, where we have a high debt structure, uncertainty. The wild card is North Korea. I think it's going to be with us. It will cause gold to go up, but that's not the only reason to invest.
Sure. Well, if people had invested at the beginning of the year, what would they be up on their gold investment now as compared to stocks?
13.7% in gold and 12.8% in the Dow.
So still two bull markets that are running the course for the year so far.
Yes, and this is because partially what I predicted, that the dollar's going to start to move down, and it's down 12.2% year to date. So gold is going up because we're lowering the value of the dollar because the world is selling dollar assets.
Yeah. Now, speaking of some of the other stuff that you've talked about this year, a repeal and replace measure, not looking good in the Congress. They're trying to add sweeteners. I don't know if it's going to get through or not. If I had to vote, if I had to give people a guess on Fox News today, I would tell them probably not going to happen. What does it mean if we don't get the Graham-Cassidy Act replaced or passed?
I don't think we're going to get it passed. It's very murky right now. You know, but they've been trying in the House. They've tried over 50 times to repeal or amend the Affordable Care Act since it was passed in October of 2009. This is just another push for it. I don't think, you know, this really what this says is health care costs a lot of money, and there's a lot of uncertainty when we want to have a national health care plan. And that's what really this picture says to me, Kevin. We cannot afford a national health care plan. Look at all the fighting back and forth and what it will take to get this thing done. I think eventually we're going to get there, but I don't know if it's going to happen this year, and it might not happen in the next couple of years. It just costs a heck of a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, something that would help is if we had money in our pocket, and tax reform could help us with that. What's the likelihood that that gets done?
Well, that's another challenge. You know, they first wanted it back in the first 100 days, then, you know, halfway through the year, and now they're saying by the end of the year. There was a plan that was just released called by the Big Six Republicans, Ryan, McConnell, Steve Mnuchin, Gary Cohen, Senator Orrin Hatch, and Kevin Brady. It's a complicated deal. It's different from what was being campaigned upon with President Trump. It doesn't look to me, as I've seen it, like it's really creating a huge focus and incentive on the middle class. There's things I like about it. It does change some brackets from 7 brackets down to 3. It makes it more simple. It takes the top individual tax cut from 39.6% down to 35%, and it cuts the corporate tax rate from 35% down to 20%, which is what Mnuchin was pushing for.
Sure.
There is some framework to keep high-end wealth and producers from artificially lowering their tax bases in this. I like that. But it doesn't really focus as much as I thought it would on the middle income.
All right, and that's the problem. 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com. I'm Kevin McCullough.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy four pillows, two premium pillows and two go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than a half a billion servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because they really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us. Thank you for being here every single day. And I want you to know about something that you may have heard some of my colleagues talking about. Mike Gallagher mentioning it yesterday or earlier today. Mr. Piscopo will be talking about it probably tomorrow. But it's something that we're excited about, and I want you to check it out as well. There is a new movie that is coming to theaters October 3rd, 4th, and 5th called Mully, M-U-L-L-Y. And it tells the story of a guy who went from being an orphan to literally one of the wealthiest men in the world. He happened to live on the African continent, and he happened to decide to grow the world's largest family. It's an incredible biography about this guy and focus on the family, which is headed by Jim Daly, has partnered in the production of this film. If you buy a ticket online, by the way, they're going to donate $15 in your name to the Global Orphan Care Fund. And that's going to help take care of orphans both in the United States and at Mully Children's Family. That's the organization he started in Africa. He's raised more than 12,000 abandoned and destitute kids. 12,000. You think your dinner table's full. But that's the story of this guy. And it's coming to theaters October 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And you can get your tickets at mullymovie.com, M-U-L-L-Y-M-O-V-I-E, mullymovie.com. Make sure that you check it out. Focus on the Family also helped produce Irreplaceable and The Dropbox. And they are very proud of this film, and they want you to be part of it. And I've seen it. It's an amazing, touching film. You'll have a hard time keeping your eyes dry in the process. Speaking of dry eyes, yesterday, in the flap of all this resist and protest and do this and do that, of which I've written a piece, by the way, How Take a Knee Was Built on a Lie. You can read that at thebingethinker.com. I got a little choked up because I got word before the games started that Mike Tomlin had told the press that he was not going to allow the Pittsburgh Steelers to go out on the field. that he said inside the locker room, look, you guys are going to figure this out, and if you're not united, then we're just going to not go out for the national anthem at all. And as they debated on Saturday afternoon, and it went into a good length of time, they weren't able to come to any clarity on it. But Coach had made it clear to the Pittsburgh Steelers, 100% participation. Nobody does their own thing. But somebody forgot to tell former Army Ranger Alejandro Villanueva that. Because when the national anthem began, the Steelers were in the locker room, except for the 6'9" former Army Ranger who did three tours serving his country. He could not let that Star-Spangled Banner not be saluted, both the flag and the song. And so he stood by himself, lone on his sideline, hand over heart, saluting and giving his love for his country as he had done in uniform. I'm Kevin McCullough.